Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth, on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
Good evening, everyone. This is Reverend Elizabeth, your hostess with the mostest, for the next hour or so. And tonight, it is pouring rain. And I love the sound of rain on a roof or on a door frame or on a window. It's so soothing and relaxing, and I just thought I would share that with everyone. It's a thundering rain, and there's been lightning and a few flickering of the electricity, but that's okay because I'm on my cell phone, so I won't have to worry about that if the power goes out. And of course, I want to thank Terry, my engineer for this evening, for being so kind enough to engineer this for me. And maybe we will enjoy his company later on, too, if he feels it's worthy to chime on in. So tonight, I think I want to talk first about homelessness again, because there is a Karelian family, not one, but two families who are in need. And the first that I want to draw your attention to is a GoFundMe campaign set up by Reverend Alyssa Maxim Kemp. And you can go to this GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/UUTP8Z8Z. And, of course, this is for an anonymous family. And they've raised $672 so far in the last 13 days or so. And I am sure the family is more than happy for whatever monies that you can give them, whether it's $1, $10, or $100. And, you know, it's very important that we pay attention because homelessness is a serious issue and one that I take very seriously. It's something that we as a country need to focus more on. And it's a problem that we need to solve with laws that allow the homeless to get back on their feet instead of be ridiculed and outlawed, as they are in some places like Florida. Yes, I think in Florida it is actually illegal to be homeless in a lot of ways. They can't sleep on park benches. They can't, you know, go to restaurants for food unless they have money, and various other things like this. And it just astounds me that, you know, they could get in trouble for sleeping on a park bench. Where else are they supposed to sleep? Under a bridge? So, you know, outlawing homelessness will not solve the problem. Kind of like outlawing abortion won't solve the problem of abortion, but that's another sticky topic we won't get into today. So another thing I wanted to talk about tonight is the idea of being guided by deity. You know, there are some things that can crop up in our lives when we go, you know, I really don't know what the purpose of this is. Why is this happening to me? Why now? Why of all times right now when my life isn't going so well and, you know, I could have more money, I could have a job that suits me better, you know, things like this. And I think it's very important to remember that when we came into this world, we have a contract that we agreed upon with our higher self for this lifetime. And this soul contract outlines everything that we will ever experience in this life, all the way down to the last, I don't know, the last special holiday or something that we spend with family and friends, or the troubling times that we go through. Everything is meant to teach us a lesson. And it's up to us to surmise what those lessons are. And I think sometimes it can be really hard to keep sight of the brighter picture, of the bigger picture, of the tapestry that is life, because we get so swept up in the day-to-day things, you know, whether it be having to move suddenly, or losing a job, or losing a loved one, or experiencing the birth of a new family member. So, to that effect, I think it's very important for us to remember the bigger picture in everyday life, and to remember that we are the keepers of our own destinies. And it's up to us to find the clues to the bigger picture. And even if you don't know what it is right now, having this experience and keeping it in the back of your mind will help you to grow and to become stronger and to become the person that you are meant to be. Oh, well, let's see. What else can I say on this topic? I've gone through a number of trials where, you know, I've been asking the goddess, you know, why now, dear goddess? Why at this time? And always I get the answer from my ancestors, it's a trial. You're meant to be tested. The goddess does not give us anything we cannot handle. It's easy, but we can pull through. And we just have to remember perseverance is the key. And with that perseverance, our characters are built even stronger than they were before. And as we pull out of it into brighter days, we see that ourselves are stronger and better for it, even though it might have sucked to experience whatever it is we've experienced. You know, we're stronger and better for it, and brighter days are ahead. You know, every cloud has its silver lining, and it's up to us to find that lining sometimes, even when it seems impossible, even when the world is collapsing around our ears, and when everything seems to be desperate and hopeless. We can find that silver lining if only we look hard enough. And it might take days, it might take weeks, it might take a couple of months even, but it's there. We just have to keep looking and keep trusting in the goddess and the god, and know that they will set nothing before us that we cannot handle. So, let's see here. Oh, we're only 8 minutes into the show. My goodness. Well, let's see. I don't really know what else to say. I suppose I could share with everybody my experience in getting laid off and trying to find another job, which has been horrendous and horrible. Because as it is now, I'm waiting for unemployment to come through, and I have to call them tomorrow, and it's just a whole big mess trying to make sure that they pay me, and trying to make sure that everything gets lined up in order. And so it's been a trying time for me too. You know, I'm a radio hostess, sure, but that's not the only thing that I am. You know, I've got my own trials and tribulations. I've got my own life stuff going on. And sometimes it seems like I'm the only one that's experiencing it, but then there are days when I have an application on my phone that is a rune application, and it draws a random rune each day, and today's rune, I believe, was Gebo, which is the X, And it's basically reminding me of the bigger picture. I think that was the one. I could be wrong, because I'm no expert on runes, but I do like this program because it gives you a little explanation on the rune and what to look forward to in your day. So I wake up each morning and I consult my rune, and that kind of gives me the idea of what to look for throughout the day. And I must say, it's pretty darn accurate. As far as divination tools go. And thank goodness that, you know, we have these little programs because they are kind of leading us into the 21st and 22nd century here. So, you know, I get up every morning and I look at that rune and I say, okay, this is what has been drawn for the day, and how do I want to make this happen? How do I want to make this come about? What do I want to do to live up to my fullest potential today? What is the goddess trying to tell me at this time? What are my ancestors trying to tell me at this time? And I must say that I am one to talk to my ancestors when I need them. And they give me great advice. And I recommend that everybody have a healthy relationship with their ancestors, because they are a font of wisdom, to be sure, because they have gone before us and they have experienced these things already before us. Like I was saying before, sometimes it feels like I'm the only one, but sometimes that nudge that they give me, reminding me that I'm not the only one who's been through this before, gives me that backbone and that courage to move forward with my life, even if it might seem impossible. And I can definitely say that over the last few weeks, there have been things that have seemed really impossible. But I'm here, and I'm talking to all of you, so it must not have been impossible after all. So I think right now we can go into a song. I know Terry has a few queued up for us. And I think the first one that I want to play for you tonight is Damn the Bards, Antlered Crown and Standing Stone, or something along those lines. Terry, do I have that right?
Well, okay. As a matter of fact, yes, you do. Antlered Crown,
yay,
and Standing Stone, Heart of the Bard.
Awesome.
Come.
So let's go into that song, and we'll be back.
Within the leaf, I'm the voice within the tree. I am boy, I am man, the face of the changing man. And I have been your constant guide from your caves on the mountainside. We have walked hand in hand. And everywhere that I have been, my passing turns to gray to green. The birds sing to the dawn, and the land has awoken. And oh, my lady lays with me, and our love weaves a tapestry, eternal thread unbroken. In all of nature that is reborn every spring, call of stag and cry of eagle, I am child of Barleycorn, and I am the antlered crown and standing stone. Thank you. be born again. But don't you cry and don't you grieve. Soon the wild hunt I will leave on the night of Samhain. I am lover, I am father, I am horned god and king. I'm the life in all of nature that is reborn every spring. Call the stag and cry of eagle, I am child of Barleycorn, and I am the antler crown and standing storm. Bones of trees, fallen leaves, the time of the winter queen. But through the wind and snow and rain, know that a part of me remains. Holly stands evergreen. I am lover, I am father, I am horned in all of nature that is reborn every spring. Call a stag and cry of eagle, I am child of Barleycorn, and I am the antler crown and standing stone, standing stone.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
You're listening to Sacred Divergence Radio on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. And now, back to Liz and Terry.
And we're back here on Sacred Divergence Radio. And tonight we are talking about being guided by a deity. And if I'm not mistaken, our dear friend Terry will be joining us shortly.
He's joined you now.
Topic.
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
hello.
Here. Hey, hope everybody's doing well tonight.
As do I. So tell us your thoughts, Terry. What do you think about being guided by deity?
Well, you know, I found in the last couple of years, in particular, Now, I've always believed that, like you were saying in your first segment, you know, we make a deal. You know, we kind of choose the circumstances of our of each incarnation because it is our intent to learn certain lessons. And we have the option to learn those lessons very quickly the first time the lesson is presented to us, or we have the option to be stubborn and get the lesson again and get the same lesson again and again and again and again until the beatings become so bad that we finally learn the lesson. That's part of it. I mean, we're going to have certain lessons presented to us in each incarnation. We planned this before we came into this incarnation, and we're going to have to deal with it. The sooner we figure out what it is and learn the lesson, the easier life is going to be. One way, you know, you talk a lot about, you know, you were talking a lot about, you know, communicating with the ancestors, and for those out there that don't necessarily work with ancestors, but with individual, you know, manifestations of the divine, certain deities. I spend a great deal of time talking to Breed, and the horned god energy has come into my life in the last couple of months here on the mountain in a huge and profound way. And if we spend time developing this relationship with the divine, whatever manifestation you work with, develop that relationship. You will get the guidance you need to get through the lesson.
Absolutely.
And then the trick is, of course, is to sit down, shut up, and listen. Because if you're not listening, I mean, if you're just asking all the time and you're just beating the damn drum, I need, I want, I need, I want, I need, I want, the answers are there, you're just not listening. And I used to do the same thing. I'm not sitting here telling everybody that I'm some paragon of virtue or paragon of how to do this. I'm telling you that in 54 years of beatings, I have learned a few things from painful experience. And we're an experiential religion. You know, it's not a revealed religion. We don't have a book to go to somewhere. We have to develop our relationship with the divine. We have to experience things. And that experience is how we learn and grow. And I've got, you know, about twice as many years of learning as our host here does. And I can tell you that in that time, I have learned a lot from the beatings. And I have learned to spend a lot more time listening. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is not yet. And here's the tricky one, guys. Everybody listening to my voice, listen to this. Sometimes the answer is, I've got a better idea. And I've experienced that in recent times. I've experienced that, and the I've got a better idea is coming to fruition. You know, I can ask and ask and ask, but if that's not what's intended, that's not the right path for you, then you're not going to get it. Not because the divine doesn't want you to be happy, but because the divine maybe has a better plan. And maybe you just need to listen and be patient. Because I've asked for a lot of things in the last 3-4 years. I've asked for a lot of things. Please, if I could just have, then I would be happy. If I could just, and then out of the blue, without warning, I've got a better plan. Boom. My life changes in so many ways that are amazing and wonderful and blessed. I just needed to sit down, shut up, and listen. And to be patient. The blessings are out there. Develop that relationship with the divine, because you can't just ask. You can't just call up your mother and ask all the time without having something, without some relationship. You can't have a friend that all you do is ask for, gimme. You've got to have a relationship. You have to spend time communing with your deity, whether it's ancestors or a deity. You have to spend time developing that relationship. Guided meditation, prayer, all of these are ways that we develop that relationship, and we talk and we listen and we spend time and we honor that relationship in ways like keeping an altar, keeping the altar clean. Because I've seen too many dusty altars. It's just embarrassing. You know? Spend time. Develop the relationship. Do the work. And the answers are there. All you got to do is listen. So there's my sermon. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much, my dear. And how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Had an interesting day.
An interesting day. Well, there is a phrase we don't hear too often. How was it interesting?
Well, this morning we are awakened to the phone, and it is the one of the neighbors announcing that we have 6 live laying chickens on the way. We now have chickens. Yeah, well, we weren't prepared for the chickens.
Oh, well.
There was no coop. There was no nothing. So
okay.
We spent the morning. I was going out to get a couple of things at Lowe's because I'm working on some projects. Going to be vending at Horn and Honey and presenting at Horn and Honey coming up 27th, 28th of June. Robin and I are going over there and doing some workshops. We're going to have a booth set up. Anyway, so I was going to get some tools to work on product, and we end up going by Tractor Supply, buying a coop, getting speed. It's been one of those days where I didn't get everything done I wanted to get done, but I got done what needed to get done. So, you know, it's one of those kind of days.
So
but I do have my grill up here.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to get the supplies for the chickens. Why did you have to get the supplies for the chickens?
No, because it's going to be community, and we're going to get, I'm going to get reimbursed, but it was just a sudden kind of thing.
Oh. Okay, well, that makes more sense, I guess.
Yeah. 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 We're going in halves, so all will be well. It was just, it was just like I said, it was the surprise because I had all kinds of ideas for how I was going to spend today because I didn't get as much done yesterday as I had intended. Had to make a road trip yesterday. So,
right.
pick up a few things, take care of a friend a little bit, stuff like that. And so today I had this grand plan. Of, get up, go to Lowe's, come back, spend the day in the shop. And, well.
Well, that got detoured a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like that's been the theme of this weekend. But anyway, so I get to fly off tomorrow, though, and go watch my daughter graduate from high school on Wednesday. I'm pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to her. That's a big
accomplishment. Yeah, well, congratulations to all of us that went through it.
Well, it was her mostly going through it.
She's been a challenge the last year and a half. So.
Well, aren't all children a challenge?
Oh, this has been special. But anyway, we're not going to go there. But yeah, it's pretty exciting, and get to spend a few days with her, fly out tomorrow night, and get back on Thursday. So I get 3 nights and 2.5 days. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, that's good. I'm sure that you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, and it's Florida. I mean, you never go wrong. I always love going back down to Florida.
Right.
You know,
hopefully there won't be any hurricanes to spoil things.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've only had to evacuate that area once. And, of course, the hurricane missed us. Then the one that came across from the other side came across and did more flooding in St. Pete than the one I evacuated for, so.
Well, it works out that way sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, this was back
weather
in,
is a fickle mistress.
What was the, I'm trying to think, 2004 or 5, when the, Hurricane Charlie, Gene, Francis, and Ivan all hit Florida that one year.
Right.
Yeah, I was down there working on disaster recovery on the 3 storms that hit the Panhandle, and then I went to the Cayman Islands and worked on Hurricane Ivan recovery. So,
you should do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, well, I do that. I was living in St. Pete then, so it wasn't like I was doing a whole lot of traveling for disaster recovery then. That was actually where I lived. And I was doing cable TV and fiber work down there. And when the storm hit, there was work for everybody.
I'll bet.
If you could pull a rope, you had a job. And then some people called me and said, hey, I know some people putting together a crew going down to the Cayman Islands to do recovery for Ivan. And I was like, well, sounds like a good place to be. Sign
there you go,
more
money in your pocket.
Yeah, well, and, you know, Cayman Islands. I mean, how bad can it be? So anyway.
You had yourself a great vacation.
Yeah, well, speaking of being guided by, you know, guided by deity, I found that, I look back over the, 54 years, and, some of it's been good, some of it's been bad, but I've always answered the call, and I've lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't look back and say, gee, I wish, or what if. You know, I've pretty much tried most things and, lived an interesting life.
There's an old Chinese proverb or curse or whatever have you. May you live in interesting times. And what's the other half of it?
Oh, well, it's just, may you have a long life and may you live in interesting times.
Yeah, that was the other part of it, I think. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm pretty happy. I look back over it and I've got a lot of experiences. I've learned a lot, and it's made me a better person for my education.
Mm-hmm.
And relatively few regrets. But anyway, and I was going to say something about something else, and I lost my train of thought.
Ah, well, that happens.
You asked me a question, and you asked me a question, I answered it, and where I was going, I don't know. Flew right out.
We are right at the bottom of the hour, so I just wanted to give our little station hello. You guys are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with myself and Terry Power, and we are talking about being guided by deity tonight here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And I am glad to have everyone who is listening, and if you're in the archives, well, all the better.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely.
So where shall we go from here, my friend?
I don't know. I had some stuff to add about the you know, being guided by divine, or by deity. Yeah, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I've got an incredibly busy June coming up.
Really? Where is June heading? Where is June seeing you?
Well, next weekend is my last weekend to get product together, because the 13th of June, Robin and I are going to be at the opening of the Akashic Library down in Maryland with Ivo Dominguez. He's invited us to come down and attend that event. And then the following weekend is Midsummer, and we're going to be having a gathering here on the mountain. And then the following weekend, we will be at Horn and Honey.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind of things are you making?
Well, stuff to go with a lifestyle. let's see. Where to take this? One of the workshops we're going to do is on the spirituality of the submissive and dominant relationship.
Okay.
And the product line that we're going to be taking to vend fits in line with that workshop. We're also going to be doing a workshop on communications within a well, it was originally written as couples, but we also have expanded it to include poly groups, triads, however you want to word it, and the idea of open communication within the group being a way to keep down any issues and to make it last, whether it is a couple or a fixed poly relationship, however it works out. And then I think we're also doing the I Forgive, because somebody, one of their headliners backed out, and we're getting an extra slot. So
right.
Yeah, Ed Fitz was supposed to be there, and he has had to bow out because of health issues. His doctors won't let him fly. Yeah, his doctors won't let him fly right now. So we're getting at least one more slot, and we may be asked to put a panel together just for a discussion. I'm not quite sure. They're treating us differently now that Ed's not going to be there, treating us like we're, you know, dare I say, moved up into a different status. We were presenters before, now we're like on the top of the list of presenters when you look at the website, which is kind of scary. But, and that's, I guess that's also part of being guided by deity, is that circumstances in recent years have all built toward and conspired for me to be in a position for these opportunities to come to me.
Right.
Being contacted by event organizers and being asked to come speak instead of having to say, hey, I'm going to be there, do you need somebody? You know, this one we were actually contacted and asked, will you come speak?
That's cool.
Yeah, and all of that comes from listening. It all comes from being guided by deity, and getting, and allowing yourself to be put where you're supposed to be, with the people you're supposed to be with, in the situations that are built for you, in such a way that. Like I said, sometimes the answer is, I have a better idea.
Right.
And deity's better idea has been freaking marvelous.
As they usually are.
Yes, anybody listening, if you get the answer, I have a better idea from deity, believe it. Because it's going to rock. I've got some pretty wild dreams, but this is close to beyond my wildest dreams. So
And another thing is also being open to the I've got a better idea answer. Because sometimes we interrupt the message because, you know, we're only human. And sometimes we hear what we expect to hear. But if we leave ourselves open to that, then all the better, because then we can hear that I've got the better idea, and it can be gravy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you leave yourself open for that, it'll rock your world. Because the divine wants us to be happy. I mean, I think of the divine in a paternal kind of way, the divine mommy and daddy. And I honestly believe that just like we want our children to be happy, the divine mommy and daddy want us to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to listen, because just like we're going to give advice to our children, my children have come to me over the years and asked for things, and I was like, sometimes I got a better plan here. How about we try this? And the divine's going to do the same thing for us. But again, part of it's developing that relationship.
Right.
So, anyway, look, we're about 41 after the hour. Why don't we go ahead and play a song?
Sure. Let's play, what was that one by Jenna Green that you had?
Okay, let's see. That one was, I believe, Soul of Nature?
Yes, that was the one.
Let me find it. Yep, Soul of Nature by Jenna Green. A beautiful song. I love her voice. And we'll be back here in a little bit. So stick around, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
Sacred Divergence Radio.
Therefore, let there be beauty, strength and power and compassion. Honor and humility, mirth and reverence within.
Divergence Radio, everybody. I like that little rejoin. It's fun.
Yeah, well, that's the one that we mixed up just for the generic, you know, if we take two breaks. You know, I don't like to use the same rejoin twice in a show, so.
Right.
That one's kind of sitting there for just generic rejoin. You know, it's lively and playful, so. Anyway. So, let's see, gosh, we're actually hurtling toward the top of the hour.
Yes, we are.
Did you want to recap
a fun show.
Did you want to recap any of your thoughts about the topic of, you know, being guided by the divine or deity or?
I think the walk away with this is to be open and mindful as we go forward in our everyday lives, and to trust ultimately that deity has us in hand, and deity will not present us with anything that we cannot handle. No matter how difficult it might seem in the present, there is always light at the end of the tunnel, and we must believe in that. And I think believing that will take away a lot of the uncertainty that certain situations might present us with.
All right, fair enough. I want people to walk away from this with the remembrance that the guidance is there all the time. that's the one thing that we need to remember, that when we develop that relationship, that personal relationship with the divine, with whatever manifestation we work with, you will start to see things in your life. You will see signs. You will see opportunities that present themselves. You will see sometimes in the flight of a bird or the actions of an animal, if that works into your concept of the divine, the guidance is there. Now, granted, it needs to always be checked through ego, but I found that I've learned the difference in when it's my thoughts and when it comes unbidden from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It feels different. It feels different. And you've got to find somebody in your life that you can work with that will validate those experiences for you.
Absolutely.
That will help you to listen. That will listen and say, yeah, I've been there, done that. That's happened. It's happened to me, or I know someone that's happened to, and to validate those experiences, because we are an experiential faith. We're not a revealed faith. We have no book. We have our experiences, and the experiences of those that are our elders and those that have come before.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to them, asking questions, just say, hey, this happened to me. And talking to someone that can say, yeah, I know what you mean. That happened to me. Or this is maybe think about this part of it or that part of it. And to work with you on developing and understanding those experiences and embrace them. Because the weird will happen all around us. And the fun part is when you start to realize that it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the experiences I've had up here on the mountain. Some experiences I had at the Florida Pagan Gathering that caught me off guard. But I had people to talk to that said, I get it. You know, been there, done that. It's not quite so frightening. It's not quite so weird when you've got someone that you can talk to. When you've got, you know, particularly a high priest or high priestess in your area, an elder if you're already in the high priesthood, someone that you can turn to that you trust that can tell you, yeah, I get it. And then develop that relationship and look for the signs, because they're all around us. The answers are always coming. We just got to sit down, shut up, and listen. So that's my thoughts for the evening.
And wise thoughts they are indeed. So, Terry, tell us where we can find you.
Well, like I said, next weekend is my last work weekend. Before we start into a flurry of activity. Let's see, the 13th, we're going to be down in Maryland for the opening of the Akashic Library. The 20th, we're going to be doing Midsummer here, and we've got a whole bunch of people coming in to spend the weekend, some friends coming from far and wide. In fact, one person's coming up from Florida just to be here with us
Wow.
for Midsummer. Then the next weekend, the 27th and the 28th, we will be at Corn and Honey Festival at Midian Campground in Indiana. And we will be doing some workshops there. We will be vending. And hopefully, if the technology cooperates, I've got them checking right now on cell coverage, but the intention is to do a live remote from the event on Saturday night, the 27th. So
cool.
Stay tuned as I get more information on the technology and what coverage they have out there. We're pretty much sure that we're not going to have any kind of internet service, but it looks like we will at least be able to get our cell phones to work, and I've got somebody lined up to work the boards for us that night. So the plan is to do a live remote, and then we will be into July, and the next weekend is the 4th of July weekend, and I think I have absolutely not a damn thing planned, except to maybe recover from the last three weekends. first weekend of July is recovering from June.
Yeah, the only thing that I have lined up for this summer is finding a new job, and then on the 11th of July, which is a Saturday, I am hoping to be able to reunite with some old friends for the Witches Fest in New York City.
Yeah, I keep threatening to make it over to that. I never seem to be able to. There's always something going on that weekend. But I hear that's
a great
should
try to make it.
I will definitely see what I can do.
Maybe we can ride over together.
You said it's July 11th?
Yep, July 11th.
All right, the Witches Fest in New York City.
Yep.
Not sure what's going on that weekend, but... I'm just being told that there's already something that I've committed to. So, it looks like I'm going to be in the Poconos that weekend. So, again, every time I've already got something planned and I miss it. So, anyway, that's about it. That'll be cool, though. I hope you get over there and enjoy that.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
Tell everybody over there I said hi.
I will.
Alrighty then. So how does somebody get in touch with you, my lady?
Well, they can always contact me at lizhamilton88@gmail.com. Or if they prefer Facebook, they can find my Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton page. It's a public figure page. Or they can go to the Sacred Divergence Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/sacreddivergenceradio. And those are the means by which I can be contacted on the World Wide Web. And you guys should also check out my Elizabeth Hamilton Media page, which is growing strong. And that lists all of my engagements on the internet, where I'm speaking or appearing on YouTube or something along those lines, though.
All right, coolness.
Yep.
All
so I think that
then.
Wraps up our show for this evening. And I want to thank everybody for listening. We are quickly coming up on our one-year anniversary, so I will have to have something special planned for that show.
Sounds very cool. Yeah, the your episode number 52 comes up the end of this month. End of June, 28th of June. And the 23rd, actually I think the 20th of June the 23rd of June or something like that is the actual 1 year anniversary of the station itself.
Right.
So I think that Tuesday night we're going to do a midsummer ritual and maybe celebrate together. So get everybody to come on and be a part of that ritual and a little bit of celebration. And so anyway, that's about all I got for tonight. Thank you for letting me come on and yak at everybody for a few minutes.
Anytime. So why don't you take us out with our final song, which is from Murphy's Midnight Rounders. I can't remember the exact title of it. Something about John Barleycorn.
Yes, Waiting for John Barleycorn.
Ah, yes, that's it.
All right, well, thanks again for being with us tonight, everybody. And here comes Waiting for John Barleycorn by Murphy's Midnight Rounders.
Have a good night and see you all next week.
Hush now. Papa say, honor comes from everywhere. Cuckoo and child born, even from John Barleycorn. Summer heat crops in the field. Sit back and watch the hoodoo flow. Planting done in the hot, hot sun. Waiting for John Barleycorn.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at sdivergence with hashtag topic hat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.
For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.